This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
Should pre-calculus really determine a state title? Or are we being a little petty here? We'll talk about this here in just a second. Before we do have the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour tomorrow in Mansfield, 3100 East Broad Street. We'll have breakfast from Whataburger, Firehouse Tour t-shirts while supplies last. So thank you to Fraser Roofs and Gutters, Whataburger, and Firehouse Movers for making that happen. But this will be stop number three and Sean's first one of the year.
Yep.
You're jazzed about driving all the way out to Mansfield at 5 in the morning?
Yeah. What is it? I don't know. 35, 40 minutes, something like that. Sure.
It'll be good.
That time of day.
Mansfield was a really nice turnout last time.
Nate Wood said he's coming out.
Yeah. Oh, baby. I think Alec Medford's going to stop by. So you can see little red Medford. Look, I mean,
K-Twiz said,
Medford gets to a remote exactly. Mars War Paint does.
Boy, that's a scoreboard he's going to have on him is just to say, yeah, I got to the Firehouse Tours before you did.
K-Twiz, diehard Stars fan, said it's going to be my first Firehouse. So come on out and get fed.
Yeah, we get
and a giveaway.
Yeah, those t-shirts, they're going to go quickly. So you want to come out there and get them as quickly as possible. So, all right, over at the Dallas Morning News, Highland Park. The Scots over there of Highland Park, they had won the state championship, the 5A Division II state championship in soccer back in April. And we're covering a little bit more of some of these high school teams during the Neighborhood Watch after we got that request from some of the listeners. But the problem is that this has now been forfeited. In the wake of this, they found out that one of their players was academically ineligible because his pre-calculus grade had slipped just under 70 for a little bit. And so because of that, they reported it to UIL. UIL said, all right, well, you forfeited these games.
Self-reported like Michigan?
Yeah. So you forfeited these games here, which included the 2-0 win over Liberty Hill on April 11th, which was the state title game. So they have now had this stripped from them. They've lost the state title. It's been vacated. And the mother, Kara Pierce, appeared before the UIL State Executive Committee on Wednesday to contend that the ruling was basically garbage. There's lawyers who have weighed in from SMU and stuff that said this is a little too letter of the law. Like this is not the intent of what this is supposed to mean. This is a little ticky-tacky and over the top.
So if you fall below the GPA, are we talking like should not have played, participated, or practiced during the season in one of their games? Like you're supposed to be off the team until the grade comes back up? How's that work?
Yeah, so like maybe different for every school and what their protocols are for retakes. Like, by the way, they have retakes now.
What does that mean?
You don't do well on a test, you could retake it.
Oh, freshman forgiveness.
Yeah, this is just but it's permanent forgiveness. You know, but also I think it's like because you have to be at a certain point by a date. Your grade has to be a certain point. So it's not like you could be in like the first. So let's say it's a 9-week period, right? And 2 weeks in, you're below that number.
And this was a C?
This is just slipped under a 70. And here's part of the contention.
So you're a D.
Yeah, just slipped
under. You agree, though.
But here's the other thing. Because it's pre-calculus, there's an argument, again, when some law professors are looking at this and they're saying letter of the law, that would technically, to them, I guess, be considered that's an honors course that shouldn't be applied.
So would it be weighted? Would it be weighted?
So basically Highland Park has had this issue where if it's an honors course, even if you slip below 70, they have self-reported it. But it's something where
you're punishing them for exceeding.
A lot of legal professors have said, like, if you just did, and we're talking about an honors course and not your regular, like, core curriculum or whatever else you do it, like, that shouldn't be applied in the same way as being academically.
So let me get this straight. You got people in DFW paying kids, manipulating the system, recruiting, buying houses, doing God knows what in terms of illegal activity, and then we're going to take away a state championship for a calculus grade dropping beneath when all the rest of this mischief takes place in every sport.
Yeah, so in 2008, they amended it to say you could exclude honors courses from calculating their grade point average. And so because of that, like because Highland Park does choose to include it and then reported it, then UIL was like, all right, well, you're done.
Okay, so my other thing is like, let's say you've got like a 3.8 GPA. Just forget the unweighted scale. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's a 3.8. But in that current 9 weeks, you fall below a 70. Even though your GPA is up here,
mm-hmm.
they could still take you and make you academically ineligible?
That's how it reads.
So it's not a cumulative GPA? Because the college cares about your cumulative GPA, not necessarily what you were on some arbitrary 5th of 9 week date.
Well, they're a little more intense with it. And Jeremy Gilbert, the athletic director at Highland Park, said that this has been a longstanding practice that we followed at Highland Park and said it was a really difficult decision to self-report after speaking with UIL officials.
When you have other teachers in other schools or ADs being like, don't take the hard classes, even though it's going to help you get into college, we need your GPA good for the local soccer state title.
Exactly.
Do it for the cause, Kelsey.
Come on, we're trying to win titles here. And they did win one, but ultimately it gets stripped from them. All right, we're doing the Neighborhood Watch here on 105.3 The Fan, the most expensive city in the state of Texas. We're sitting in it right now. According to new research from Zillow, a new rental report from Zillow reveals that Dallas renters need to make nearly 29% more money than they did 5 years ago in order to afford rent in 2025. The average cost of rent in Dallas, the average money you need to make just to afford rent in the city of Dallas is $71,413. That is the highest in the state. Some of the others, Austin is $68,800. Houston is $67,000. San Antonio comes in at $58,000 to be able to afford rent there. But while that is really high, rent prices in Dallas last month averaged $1,785. While that is high, it's actually still well below other big cities. If you want to afford a single family home to rent, the income needed increases even further to $92,932. So basically, you've got to be making, in order to have a single family home that you're renting in Dallas, you need to be making six figures now.
I know I rented three, could have been four different apartments way back in the day.
Yes, it was.
Way back in the day, as close to the radio station as possible.
back in the day when on a, what was it? Opening weekend of March Madness, the pool was packed. No one was watching the games.
Yes.
I know I've got an apartment and not a house, but this still applies to rent here. I will say that's the biggest annoyance right now, just trying to figure out like the trade-offs that you look for. We're like, you know, Kristen will say like, well, what if we were to go move here? Because like the housing in Flower Mound has gotten ridiculous. Like you can't find houses in Flower Mound now under like $450.
Ugh.
Like even smaller houses. It's like basically doubled since we moved to Flower Mound, the cost of homes there.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So when we look at that, it's like, well, all right, well, let's go to somewhere where it's not going to be as much sticker shock. Let's go move here. It's like, all right, well, if you move there, you're really downgrading the schools now. That's a school district that you don't necessarily want the girls in. So that's going to be compensated by also now we're probably putting them in private school or doing different things. And so you're always looking at these trade-offs.
And property tax.
Yeah.
If you told the girls, hey, we got a house, but you got to change schools and all new friends and all that stuff, what would they say? How would they vote? Stay in the apartment for the school or go to a house and change?
Addison would vote to stay. She wouldn't want to switch schools. Laura might, but that's just because Laura is a homebody and hates school in general. So to her, it's like a school's a school. I'm going to hate it either way. So I think she'd just kind of say, stick with it.
And you stopped looking for the new house. I mean, you put up the jellyfish lighting, so I know you're staying.
We're staying. We can't. It's the golden handcuff. What's it's like that? A 2.5% interest rate.
Is that a Tuesday
rate.
Night? Oh.
Yeah, that's...
thought you were...
It's talking, our interest rate's too low.
Like
our
interest rate's Diddy too low. Here.
Yeah, we just can't... We can't justify moving. Now, I guess we could keep the house, but, I mean, that's also... Can we afford to keep the house and buy something new? Because something new would be more expensive and a higher interest rate.
That's so the biggest problem we're running into right now with the whole, like, when we look at doing first-time home buying is that they're saying, like, yeah, unless you have the 20% saved up, ready to drop on it, first time home buying is just really going to be difficult right now if you're not flipping.
I couldn't do it without the 20%. My first house, I think it was like 274, and I was like, all right, that I feel like that's a steal. You know what I mean? Now, I was in the hood.
I was going to say, there's a lot of stealing over there.
We were inside a gate. Well, it was a perfect first house, in my opinion.
It was a really good first
house. I couldn't
house.
Have it with the kids and random bullets here and there, as Gavin Dawson
was a BB.
First showed me. Well, I got a bullet in the roof. We found a bullet in the pool. Dawson lived next door. He said one ricocheted off of his bathroom window. No one was, as I tell everyone, no one was getting shot. It was no one was getting shot at. It was getting shot up.
Shot up.
Houses weren't getting shot. I mean, it was stupid punk kids firing the guns in the air.
They were excited. You know, the Cowboys probably won that day.
Yeah, you just got to hope you weren't outside.
All right, we're doing Neighborhood Watch here on 105 Through the Fan. A local legendary donut
I had John
shop.
Ramsey on retainer from the bullets in my roof. Tolo John.
You hail damage? No.
Yeah. No damage. Yeah, nobody was more upset than John that you moved. all right, so a nationally recognized Dallas donut shop is closing its doors. Do you know of Hypnotic Donuts?
Yes.
So Hypnotic Donuts just kind of announced, surprisingly to people on Facebook on Tuesday, said they're shutting their doors. The post says, "We're so grateful for the years of community love and support. We will miss you." Said that after 30 years, it's time for them to close their doors. So they will be shutting down here in the near future, which Hypnotic has been featured on like a bunch of different, like I think the Food Network, a couple of their shows have done it. They've been written about in magazines, but they're these like really trendy upscale donuts. They're over there on Garland Road near White Rock Lake, but they're closing up shop. And this has been happening more and more lately.
I hate this.
Where you're seeing like longstanding restaurants or, you know, quirky areas, stuff that have like really strong reputations. They're closing their doors. They're not sustaining.
You get these small mom and pops that just go out of business and now makes way for some, you know, yuppie chain to come in, and I hate this.
Yeah, and this one apparently is just, it's more religious, which Hypnotic, as WFAA writes about, serves up craft donuts as well as chicken biscuits, highly rated and often had long lines, especially on weekend mornings, often recognized as one of the best donut shops in Dallas from D Magazine, Dallas Observer, Eater, all of those. Basically, this comes down to the owner just said they're tired. They've had their run. It doesn't seem to be as much of just like, we can't afford to stay open. It's more just like, it's time to move on.
I was expecting to go on here and see some crazy pricing for donuts, but it's not. I mean, $2.75, $3, $3.50 for some of the specialty ones. I mean, they're putting slabs of bacon on some of these things.
Oh, they're art. That like, when you look at them, they're like visual pieces of art.
Yeah.
They're really well done. So a little bit of sad news. I know a lot of people like Hypnotic Donuts. All right. City of Dallas is cracking down They're saying, look, we know it's going to cost you $72,000 to just have a little studio apartment. But that's no excuse for apparently sleeping on the streets of Dallas. They want to clean it up ahead of FIFA coming to town. So Dallas is cracking down on the homeless population in public spaces. They said that they've received a lot of different feedback from people who say, you know, you go into park, like especially from people who come out of town, that they go down there and they see homeless in, you know, parks or different public areas, you know, loitering around businesses and different things like that. So with FIFA World Cup coming up, a new convention center on the horizon, the city of Dallas announced on Tuesday an effective end to street homelessness downtown. They unveiled a new public safety initiative through which law enforcement, social workers, private security, and the city's emergency response teams will share the same radio lines to address complaints within 24 hours.
So what are public officials instructed to do? You're driving around, you see a homeless individual out sleeping. What do you do?
I honestly, I have no idea. Because, like, you know,
pick up, detained? Are you putting on sirens? Where are you taking that people?
When we were in San Francisco for the Super Bowl, the convention center area where all the Super Bowl activities, the NFL experience, everything, where all the media was, there was no homeless there. And we had talked to people, and they said they basically took the homeless from that area and moved them to a different area. Happened to be where we were staying.
Yeah.
Right?
And but, where are we staying again? Where's the Super Bowl?
It's in San Francisco. Santa Clara, San Fran. We're staying in San Fran again.
This year.
This upcoming season, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go see the Tanner House in San Francisco.
That's right. But yeah, I don't know where you, if you put them in a shelter, if you move them to a different part of town from the convention center, you buy them a bus ticket wherever they want to go, plane ticket, right? You just, I don't know, but this is like a lot of cities do this when they have big events. It's dirty.
Well, and so,
but, you know, we don't mind the homeless, you know, 360 days a year, but the 5 days the World Cup's going to be here, we can't have that.
So they are focused, apparently, on the city of Dallas. They're trying to make this a little bit more of a charitable effort. So of 270 people who have been moved off the streets of downtown recently, they said about 250 have been rehoused. They said the 20 other people represent a small yet complicated subsection who have more serious mental health and substance abuse issues and who need higher levels of care. Beyond the work focused on rehousing people, the effort includes more police officers, the opening of a new substation in the Central Business District, and the Dallas Morning News says a renewed attention to quality of life issues, including late night noise, street crime, and hazardous driving that some residents say often goes unchecked. So basically this is, hey, we've got World Cup coming to town. A lot more businesses are moving here. We got to clean things up a little bit. Got to clean up the image.
Are we staying in the same area?
No, we are staying in we're staying in a really good spot. We're staying right by the convention center.
Okay, Timmy.
Timmy did well.
Yeah, he did. He did a good job there. So I've always thought, though, not just San Francisco, going to other cities, like traveling with the Cowboys and doing different things. Whenever I go into the city center, I don't feel like Dallas has as big of a problem as most of the other big cities we go to with that issue downtown.
I would agree. I also think, like, there are certain cities like L.A., San Diego, where it's always like a decent temperature. Here, we have the extremes. Yeah. We have the extremes here. So, like, L.A., San Diego, it's more...
Where else that you guys go, have you really noticed it?
Philly. Philly's got, and I really like Philly, but, like, I mean, yeah, Philly's got a lot of it. A lot of the California sides we've gone to, though, I mean, New York, when we've gone down there, you've seen a lot of it.
So. It's the Neighborhood Watch every Thursday at this time. Commercial-free expressway with an Ice Cube ticket giveaway. We will see you in Mansfield tomorrow as the Firehouse Tour continues. How the Dallas Stars made all the history last night, next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Mints Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mints Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTS-TEA today or visit MintsTeaClinic.com. That's MintsTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.